topic of the hour was supposed to be raining, but it's turned into earthquakes. That's all right.
That's what happens with live radio.
That's what happens with live radio.
And if there's a lot of calls about it, it's a topic people are interested
Absolutely.
In. Absolutely. Kind of roll with it. It's something we've never covered. I honestly can say I don't think we've ever covered earthquakes.
Never have.
On Rosie on the House.
Not in 28 years. No. Now, listen, this leads to next week. In the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to have a geocaching specialist on. So the interview we had at 7:30 this morning from the Arizona State geologist says that they can closely identify the epicenter of the earthquake.
And that's like the eye of the hurricane.
That's like the eye of the hurricane.
Okay.
So next week, we're going to learn how to find that in your longitude and latitude bearings. And we're going to go plant a Rosie on the House geocache.
At the Black Canyon City.
At the Black Canyon earthquake epicenter.
Epicenter.
It's a new, they think it could possibly be a new unknown fault that they didn't know was there. Which surprises me because you've seen all the seismic work that goes on when people are looking for oil, all those trucks that are out there and they're sending vibration. You would think every fault on the planet would have been identified by now.
So someone may hear that and say, oh my gosh, there's a new fault we didn't know about. But then the other side of it is if they didn't know about it, it must be pretty little fault. Right? It must be pretty insignificant.
Let's bring in one more personal story from Christy calling from Phoenix. Christy, good morning. You felt the earthquake?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. And as I was telling your gal that I used to live in California, so I'm used to feeling all kinds of things with big rumbling and all that kind of stuff. This wasn't like that, but I felt the first one. I was actually sitting on my bed writing scary two-sentence stories for a competition. And so I was writing about, you know, scary sounds and windows being scratched.
Can you give us one of those two-sentence stories?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was talking about somebody moving into a house and hearing the creaks as the house is settling and then hearing thumping and dragging down the hall and scratching on the windows. And that's when my window behind me started rattling, and I thought, well, that's good timing.
Wow.
And I didn't think anything about it, and then it started doing it stronger, and I've got those silly single pane windows, so I knew enough to get up off the bed and get in the hall in case it breaks.
Now, Christy, where in the valley are you? Major cross streets?
40th and Bell. 40th Street and Bell.
All right. Very good. Well, you survived it with no broken glass?
Oh, no. Unfortunately, the glass isn't going to get replaced yet.
And you were able to finish your scary stories?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Two of them.
Well, Christy, we appreciate you listening to Rosie on the House. Thanks for calling in, sharing your experience.
Well, thank you.
All right, dear. Thanks a million. Woo! Well, that kind of lit up the phones.
It did. We still had a couple more who had things to offer, but we're short on time. But David called in to say that back in 92 when it hit, he was on an area of town where the whole neighborhood ended up with drywall cracks and just all kinds of minimal damage. But he also said if you travel to Europe, people live with earthquakes, and we think it's such a big deal. You know?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And that was portrayed perfectly by a picture that was circulated. It was the plastic lawn.
Chairs.
Oh, one of them was tipped over, and it said, "The Great Phoenix Earthquake. We will rebuild."
Love it.
Because I don't even think we had furniture knocked over at ours.
Where was that? Was that on Twitter or Facebook?
Something like
YouTube
that.
YouTube or something. We will rebuild.
Somewhere on the social media. It's probably on all of them.
Well, it doesn't take much to rock our world here, does it? We have it pretty easy.
We've got no hurricanes. We get an occasional haboob.
A hailstorm here,
flooding here and there. But even in the flash floods, if you're smart and you don't go through it, you wait a couple hours and then you can pass it.
Well, I'm going to take the last 2 minutes and talk about what we had scheduled to talk about this whole hour.
Renting. So is all of this Earth moving, shaking, a reason to rent instead of own.
You've got battleship-sized asteroids barely missing Earth. You've got earthquakes emanating from the core of our planet. And the question is, should you own or rent? And today's article in the Arizona Republic talks about the pros and cons of renting. We're probably going to see a pretty significant increase in renters over the next 20 years. And the question that begs in my mind is not why are they renting? The question that begs in my mind is, why don't I have more rental property?
Time to invest.
Yes, absolutely. And one of these contractors,
I couldn't be a landlord.
One of these contractors from Seattle I was talking to, he says, Rosie, if you get into more rental property, he said you ought not rent it long-term leases. He says, I have six pieces of property. He says three of them are vacation rental by owners. I double how much those properties make for me just renting them out short term to guests that are coming in town for short periods of time. The house gets half the use. Air conditioner and heater get half the use. Plumbing gets half the use, and I make twice as much money.
See, if you had the right mindset to do it,
yeah,
and let's say, or you're thinking about some retirement and you could do a lot of handyman work yourself and you had the Rosie on the House referral network to help you with major repairs, that would be a great plan. Me, yeah. I'd show up at the house, I'd be so mad that there'd be dog scratches on the carpet, the drywalls had holes in it. I'd be, you know, this is my living here. Quit messing up my property.
The important
it'd
thing.
It drive me crazy.
The important takeaway I want y'all all to have as it relates to renting today, if you are in the rental market, you are protected by Arizona law against slumlording. There is protection for you about how well your appliances should or shouldn't work. In the middle of the summer, worst case scenario, air conditioning goes out, you can call your landlord, you don't get any results, you can actually get that paid for and fixed yourself. So read the article, it's in today's Arizona Republic. Stay tuned for next hour, we're gonna have a lot of fun with Ray of Light.